Sure, the Green Bay Packers come in scuffling. They're 3-4 against a Bills team that has been a buzzsaw. But is there a reason for Buffalo to be a little bit concerned about this matchup? Our Locked On Bills host, Joe Marino, thinks so, at least in one particular way. We talk to him on another Locked On crossover edition. That starts right now.
You are Locked On Packers.
I feel like we can run the table.
Your daily Green Bay Packers podcast.
Rodgers gets out.
Part of the Locked On Podcast Network.
Floats it.
Your team.
Cobb.
Every day.
Touchdown.
You are Locked On Packers, part of the Locked On Podcast Network. Your team every day. I'm Peter Bukowski, and I cover the Packers for The Leap, a newsletter I would love for you to subscribe to. Follow me on Twitter, Peter_Bukowski. Follow the podcast on Twitter at Locked On Packers. Like us on Facebook. Subscribe to the podcast, iTunes, Spotify, Google Podcasts, wherever you find podcasts, you will find Locked On Packers, the number one Packers podcast on the internet and the show for fans who know what happened. They want to know why and how. Let's jump into another crossover edition. Joe Marino from Locked On Bills joins me now. He loves the Packers defense, at least a passing defense, and thinks it could give the Bills some real problems. Let's get into it.
What's up, everybody, and welcome to another crossover Thursday here on the Locked On Podcast Network. I'm Joe Marino, host of the Locked On Bills podcast, joined by Peter Bukowski, the outstanding host of the Locked On Packers podcast. And we are going to get everyone ready for Sunday night football between the Buffalo Bills and the Green Bay Packers. Crossover Thursday is presented by our friends over at Prize Picks. Prize Picks is so much fun. It's easy to play. There's no competing with other players. It's just you versus the projections available. You pick 2 to 5 players, and if they score more or less than their Prize Picks projection, you can win up to 10 times your money on your entry. It can literally take less than 60 seconds to enter. It's that easy. We love Prize Picks, and we know that you will too. First-time users can receive a 100% instant deposit matchup to $100 with promo code Locked On. That's prizepicks.com, promo code Locked On. Well, thank you for joining us, and thank you for making Locked On Bills and Locked On Packers your first listen every day. As you know, we are free and available on all platforms, including YouTube. Peter, we got a big one here on Sunday night. Bills looking for their fourth win in a row, and obviously the Packers are looking to not lose their fourth in a row. Welcome, and I'm excited to talk about this football game with you.
Yeah, would have been something that I think you and I both would have been looking for forward to a lot more, like 4 weeks ago, maybe, than right at this minute. But the Packers season is kind of on the line a little bit. I know it's an AFC matchup, but for the Packers, I mean, four straight losses is something that we haven't seen in Green Bay in a really long time. Three straight. Well, first, two straight was something that had not happened in the Matt LaFleur era. Yeah. And so you're going, okay, well, then they can't lose three straight. And then they lost their third straight to Taylor Heinicke. And then now enter Josh Allen and the Buffalo Bills, who have been maybe the best team in football. I think the best team in football so far this season, coming off rest. It's not great for Green Bay. And so, I think we would have been more excited about this matchup a couple of weeks ago, but I still think there's plenty to talk to here, plenty of good stuff to dig into, because I like some of the matchups in this game for Green Bay more than I have in some other weeks, and we will certainly get into that coming up. What are the big storylines in Buffalo other than, hey, we're awesome?
That's good. That's a good starting point. No, you know, Peter, where I wanted to go here with the big storyline for the Bills coming into this game and coming out of the bye in particular is the Bills' rushing offense, and not the Josh Allen component of the rushing offense. That is what it is. I'm talking about getting running backs more involved. The Bills' running backs so far this year, they're only averaging 74 rushing yards per game. That's 27th in the league when you count for just running backs. You take out all the other rushing production for every team, 27th. And not that we ever want the Bills with Josh Allen as the quarterback to be a run-heavy team, but you want it to be effective when you need it to be effective, and you're coming out of the bye. And that's given you the opportunity to assess some things with your football team, not just the personnel and do you have the right mix of players executing, but your scheme a little bit as well. And obviously the Bills are transitioning from Brian Daboll to Ken Dorsey as the offensive coordinator. It's been a pretty seamless transition. They're scoring a lot of points. They're getting a lot of yards. Josh Allen, I think, is playing his best football. Those are all good things. But as you get into it, right, you get to the later parts of the season, you get to the playoffs, you want to have a run game that you can lean on. And they've been able to lean on Devin Singletary. That's been pretty good for their offense this year and even last year. But right now, in the meaningful games that the Bills play, Devin Singletary's on the field for 80% of snaps. He was on the field 80% of the time for Kansas City and Baltimore, two of the last three games. The Bills won both of those games, but you get concerned about that type of volume for any one back. That's pre-injury Christian McCaffrey territory, right, in terms of snap percentage. And so I'm very interested in finding out this week how the scheme is going to evolve. And again, you've had the bye week to assess it. You can rely on Devin Singletary, but what else can you rely on? So far, you haven't been able to rely on Zach Moss, who was a healthy scratch against Kansas City in their last game. And that says a lot, right? They've invested a third-round pick. They've given him opportunity after opportunity to come in and play, but the results haven't been there. James Cook, your second-round pick, there's a lot of excitement for what he can be for this team in terms of a speed dynamic, a receiving dynamic, but that really hasn't come to fruition to this point. What did you observe? What did you study through the bye week to get this running back situation going at a higher clip than it's been to this point? And this game against Green Bay is against a Packers defense that I'm going to rave about in just a minute when we get to segment two. But the run defense hadn't been good. It's been a problem. They're allowing 139 rushing yards per game. That's 27th in the league. 4.8 yards per carry. That's 27th in the league. And that includes the game against Tampa, where the Bucs had 14 rushes for 34 yards. I mean, you're talking a buck 80 to the Bears, 167 to the Patriots, 179 to the Jets, 166 to the Commanders. Well, what piece of that can the Bills get? And so I wonder how weakness against weakness is going to measure up for the Bills in this football game, to be honest with you. That's the biggest story.
It's really an interesting thing because, and we will talk about it in the matchup section, but this is strength versus strength in the passing game and weakness versus weakness in the run game when the Bills have the ball.
Yep.
And for the Packers, you mentioned it, all of those numbers. I mean, 30th in rush defense EPA per rush, 29th in success rate. And on the flip side, the Bills are 29th in EPA per rush. And that's including Josh Allen being a threat in the run game. So I think there's a lot of really fun things to think about if you're the Packers, like zone coverage versus man coverage. Okay. They can't run the ball. And maybe kind of don't want to run the ball, right, Joe? Like last year, especially, they were just like, yeah, if we have to throw it 55 times, we'll throw it 55 times. We don't care.
Yeah.
And if you're the Packers, you're going, please do that. We would love it if you do that. But then if you're going to play man coverage, okay, Packers probably have the corners to feel at least decent about that. But then you have Josh Allen, who can take off and not just pick up 8 or 10, but pick up 20. 25, especially with some of the route distributions that Buffalo likes to be in. So that is a fascinating story, I think, for Buffalo. For the Packers, it's more just like the do they have to make changes to the run game? It's interesting that we're both here in a game where Aaron Rodgers and Josh Allen are the quarterbacks. We're both going to start the show talking about running backs. Aaron Jones is every week now we hear, we need to get Aaron Jones more touches. That's what the coaches are saying. That's what Aaron Rodgers, the quarterback, is saying, that the other Aaron needs to be more involved. And his carries over the last 4 weeks, Joe, have gone down. He's been more involved in the passing game, but they're not running the ball. Now, interestingly, he has run Aaron Jones into the fewest heavy boxes in the league. In fact, the most light boxes in football this season. He's running into 8-man boxes at like a 3% rate, which is just a bonkers number. And it's because of how the Packers want to play. If you're in too high, that's the run look. And so that's really the only time they want to run the ball. So are there ways that they can manufacture some more advantageous run looks? Can they just dial back some of these run solutions where Rodgers has maybe fewer options? Not that you want to take that power away from Aaron Rodgers, because his intelligence is one of his key skills. But I think they have this really, really tiny needle that they're trying to thread of finding ways to get Aaron Jones more involved in the offense, more involved in the run game, while not neutering your passing game without taking the ball out of Aaron Rodgers' hands, although Aaron Rodgers has not been Aaron Rodgers this season. So it's a tough thing. And then you have this Bills defense where you go, okay, the weakness is where exactly? Because the run defense is good. The pass defense is good, even without Trey White, even with Micah Hyde and Jordan Poyer dealing with injuries over the course of the season. Like, it's been remarkable what they've been able to do defensively, where there isn't really a place where you go, okay, this is where you can exploit them. And I think that creates a really interesting dynamic for the Packers, because this is something that they have to figure out. Right now, their best offensive player is Aaron Jones. So how do you get him more involved? I think that's a fascinating dilemma for them.
Yeah, Aaron Jones is an outstanding football player, just as a running back, but what he can do in the passing game. And as I've studied this Packers team, I mean, I think it's fair to say that he's the best thing about this offense. And leaning more on him and A.J. Dillon is probably a good formula, not just against Buffalo, but for this team moving forward, because how much better is the receiving core actually going to get? How much more stable is the offensive line
going
to be able to get? Well, and that's why Aaron Rodgers hasn't been Aaron Rodgers. There's not trust in the protection. There's not trust in the weapons. And to be honest with you, I understand why, right? It's not a stable situation around him, which you would think would lean more into Aaron Jones, A.J. Dillon, and you know, relying on what I think can be an outstanding defense and allowing the passing game to complement that, which is a really unusual script for an Aaron Rodgers quarterback football team. I think that's just the world that we're living in right now.
All right, let's get to the matchups here coming up in a second. But before we do, Joe, let's talk about our pals at Bird Dogs, because the way that we all live now is from home, right? So we don't have to, we can wear sweatpants all day. Maybe you're the kind of person that was going to wear sweatpants to work anyway. If you have a job like that, that's awesome. I love that for you. I am obsessed with the Tiger Woods joggers that I got. I need to get them in like every color. They're super comfortable. And they look great. They complement your best assets. I've been doing some squats in quarantine, Joe. You do a little showing off here if you need to. And they're cheaper than Lululemon. You are going to be glad that you got some Bird Dogs. If you do, in fact, go get some. And right now, you can get a free rope hat when you use the promo code LOCKEDON at birddogs.com. A free rope hat. The rope hat looks awesome. I'm going to have to get some more stuff just to get the hat. These are the most comfortable shorts, pants, and sweatpants. And you can get them with built-in liners. The shorts with the built-in liners are great for working out. I love that. Whether you're doing strength training, HIIT, running, bike, whatever, they are great for that. You will not want to take them off. I absolutely promise. And today's episode brought to you by our friends at Blue Nile. As the original online jeweler, Blue Nile offers the largest selection of independently graded diamonds and pieces priced significantly below traditional retailers. Diamonds are expensive, and they don't have to be. Blue Nile makes it easy with millions of options, shapes, size, clarity, setting styles, everything you need to get the perfect piece for you. And then they have jewelry experts on hand 24/7, available via phone or chat to help you get a memorable gift at every budget. Shop stress-free with Blue Nile. Make your moment sparkle with Blue Nile. Go to BlueNile.com and use the promo code LOCKEDON to save $50 on your purchase of $500 or more. That's BlueNile.com. Code locked on to save $50 on your purchase of $500 or more. BlueNile.com with the promo code locked on. And thanks for making Locked On Packers and Locked On Bills your first listen. For your second listen, check out Locked On Sports Today. Very self-serving for me, Joe, because this is my show. From the games that matter to the biggest stories in sports, go beyond the scoreboard and behind the scenes with local experts and insights only Locked On can provide. Locked On Sports Today, available on whatever podcasting app you're currently listening on, if you're listening on the app, or on YouTube, if you're watching us, wherever you get podcasts.
Well, Peter, it's time to start thinking about some of the matchups in this game, the matchups that are going to decide the game. I went first on the biggest storylines. I'll let you dig into the matchup that stands out for you as you get ready for Bills and Packers.
So I hinted at it a little bit at the top, and that is this Packers coverage team against this Bills receiving core. And it's not that, you know, Stephon Diggs and Gabe Davis and the names are good. It's not, you know, Randy Moss and Chris Carter and Jay Creed, but it doesn't have to be, because Stephon Diggs is an outstanding player. Gabriel Davis has grown into this terrific secondary target. What probably on the Packers would be wide receiver one, right? And then these complementary pieces, along with Dawson Knox and the running backs out of the backfield. So how do you want to play this team? And I think for the Packers, it's going to have to be a lot of mixing and matching of coverages. It's going to have to be something that they've done a lot more recently, and that is coverage disguise. That has been the big shift in defenses this year, Joe, is we're seeing a lot more teams disguise coverage, not let offenses understand pre and post snap, this spinning of safeties, or like the Cowboys are doing some really cool things where you're going out there looking, okay, it looks like man, and then all of a sudden it's cover two, or they're spinning into something else. And so I think Joe Barry has gotten on board with that a little bit. It's been cool to see the Packers doing some more coverage disguise, because for years with Mike Pettine, it was just sort of like, all right, line up and play. Everyone knows exactly what coverage you're going to be in, especially based on personnel. It's like, okay, if they're in nickel, it's this. If they're in base, it's this. If they're in dime, it's this. And the Packers aren't like that this year. And that's really cool. What's been aiding in making that easier is the Packers have moved to some of these more hybrid fronts, some more penny fronts, where they've got three true defensive linemen and two edge guys, where they're creating one-on-one matchups. ESPN does their double team rate, and Kenny Clark, despite playing nose tackle, and Rashawn Gary, despite being a terrific pass rusher, are seeing double teams at a way below average rate, precisely because they're putting those guys in positions to get one-on-ones. And so if you're able to create some disguise on the back end and then win some matchups up front, you still have to take down the tight end playing quarterback that the Bills have, right? Who's 6'4", 230 of just like pure power. I might be underselling his weight. You can correct me on that one.
Add 20 pounds there, Peter.
Yeah. So 250. Yeah. That's a big dude back there. And so, you know, I think that the coverage idea, like it's an interesting one. I don't have a good answer for them, because their biggest issues have been when they played this sort of off quarters, no big plays defense. And so I kind of just feel like you have to live or die with your corners, because that's the strength of this team.
Yeah. You know, I think we're seeing this game very similarly, because my big matchup here is the Packers defense against the Bills offense, with a big emphasis on the passing side of that, because we know that's the Bills bread and butter, is throwing the football. And this to me is the biggest challenge the Bills have had in terms of a defense that they're matching up with. I mean, this team is loaded with talent. It should be, given how much draft capital they've invested in the first round in it. And a lot of those players are really hitting, and they're playing good football. This is the team in the NFL that's limiting opponents to the fewest passing yards per game in the NFL. They're very good on third downs, third in the league in terms of that percentage getting off the field. They're good in the red zone, number six in limiting touchdowns. So there's some really outstanding things about this Packers defense. I really respect their average depth of target, only being 6 yards against them, second fewest in the NFL, the third highest pressure rate in the NFL. There's a lot to like about this Packers defense, and outside of the run defense, which we've already talked about, I think this Packers defense matches up as good as any team in the NFL with the Buffalo Bills on offense. If you were to look at Stephon Diggs and you were to put all the cornerbacks in the NFL in a pot and say, which one would you pick to match up with Stephon Diggs, it's Jair Alexander. That's not even a hard decision for me. That's the guy with the coverage instincts, the mirror matchability, the feet, the hips to do it.
Twitch, you have to be twitchy to cover Diggs.
He's got it. Jair's got it. If I were to think of a good matchup for Gabriel Davis and the size and ball skills and physicality he plays with, I'm going to think a lot about Rasul Douglas, and even matching that with some Eric Stokes, knowing that he has the speed to carry him vertically. We know the Bills offense is at its best when they can get Gabe Davis going down the field. Well, you've got erasers there, in my opinion. You've got a great safety tandem in Darnell Savage and Adrian Amos. A lot of versatility there. Savage, unbelievable trigger and downhill player, a guy that I think can do everything. And when you talk about some of the ancillary components of the Bills passing game, you love to have a guy like Darnell Savage to be able to not only play against a Dawson Knox, but hey, you can handle Khalil Shakir or Isaiah McKenzie. Like, he's got that type of versatility. And what's interesting to me about this Packers defense is for how statistically good it is at stopping the pass, the interceptions haven't been there, right? There's only two, only a matter of time. It's not because they don't have.
They almost had like six last week, Joe.
You're not kidding. I was watching that Commanders game. Taylor Heinicke was pretty late and behind on a lot of those throws, particularly early in that game. But you feel like it's only a matter of time before those plays start to come, especially with rushers like Kenny Clark. And I talked on Lockdown Bills this week about the murderer's row of interior defensive linemen that the Bills have faced this year, and Aaron Donald and Chris Jones and Jeffrey Simmons and Cam Hayward. Yeah. Well, wow. add Kenny Clark to the list. He's as good as any of them. And for him, you know, the splash plays are going to start mounting up even more. Probably the most underrated player in the NFL, and Rashawn Gary and what he's developed into as an outside pass rusher. So when you think about that front, you got Devondre Campbell on the second. You got a lot of stuff here on this defense that, from a Bills perspective, gives me concern about how they match up and how they can sustain the offensive performance that we've enjoyed this season in a really tough game against a really outstanding, talented defense.
What if you were just going to put together a game plan, like put your DC hat on and go, okay, this is how I think, if you, assuming you have the players to do it.
Yeah.
You know, and you can't just say, okay, well, I get to take Aaron Donald and Jalen Ramsey and Shaqlin. I get to take all the best players. If you were just going to say, okay, I think this is the game plan that works the best against this Bills offense, what would it look like?
That's the kitchen sink. That's what it is, right? I don't think it's any one thing. I would not play man coverage, I'll tell you that. You play man, Josh is going to run the ball all over. And you don't, nobody wants that as an opponent. And certainly, good
big week for Quay Walker, because I think they're going to use him as a spy underneath a ton of this game.
And yeah, so that's
can you 1v1 at 6'4", 230?
Yeah.
Against 6'4", 265, 250, like, can you make tackles?
And Quay's an outstanding athlete. He's just, you know, he's a player that didn't get a ton of reps at Georgia, and he's settling in. I know there's been some inconsistency with him, but I think you take something off of his plate and say, hey, you're responsible for Josh Allen. I think that might be a great way to get the most out of him. But I think it's an all of the above approach. You have to mix things up.
Yeah.
I think you have to blitz sometimes. Like it's an all of the above challenge that you need to throw at Josh Allen and keep him guessing, because he knows the answers, right? He's done all this stuff in terms of the book of Josh Allen and how to play him. He's figured out how to beat everything. But if you can keep him guessing and make him a tick slower, you know, that's going to be your chance to really disrupt them.
I think what's fascinating, I was having this conversation with a guest of mine on the show yesterday, that now as sitting here as an opponent of Josh Allen and the Bills, the way that I and many are advocating the Packers to play against Buffalo is exactly the way that people have said, this is how you have to play Aaron Rodgers his whole career. Uh-huh. Limit the big plays, control the clock, give him limited opportunities, and then you need to make one or two plays that swing the game late. And that's what the Packers have to do. That is the game plan. I mean, we're the 21st minute of this show, and I don't think either of us have said the name Aaron Rodgers yet. And I think part of that is because this passing game doesn't scare anybody. And so if I have said all year that the Packers' best run defense over the last 2 years has been the offense and their ability to score points. Uh-huh. And if you're worried about a team scoring 30 on you, I mean, this was the case in the Super Bowl a couple of years ago. I go back to this all the time. The Chiefs and the 49ers, the only reason that game was close late, and the only reason that the 49ers pressed a little bit early, was because they were scared of Patrick Mahomes. And they were right about being scared of Patrick Mahomes, because Patrick Mahomes eventually beat them. And so if that's not the case for Aaron Rodgers and opponents anymore, they might be more empowered to just say, fine, hand it off 25 times today, because, you know, we think we can be more efficient with our offense than you can be with your offense. And that's where the Packers are right now. And so that makes this matchup, I think, with Josh Allen and the Packers passing defense all the more critical, because how do the Packers, the Packers can't get to 30 in this game, I don't think. And so you have to make it one of those 24-20 kind of games, much like we saw Chiefs-Bills a couple weeks ago. And so I think that's part of what's fascinating about this for me, is trying to figure out, okay, you know, the Packers offense, where do they turn to? Where do they go to manufacture offense? Whereas the Bills, it's for the Packers, how do you stop the million things that they're good at and the things that they can do and the answers that they have, along with the great players that they have on that side of the ball? It's an unfamiliar position for Packers fans to be in, going instead of Aaron Rodgers and Devontae Adams against Josh Allen and Stephon Diggs, it's how do we stop Josh? Like, that's it. It's just can the Packers get enough stops to keep them in this game? That's a weird position for Packer fans to be in.
Well, it wasn't but last year Aaron Rodgers was the NFL MVP, and he also was the year before that. So I think one of the prevailing thoughts in my mind is, don't let this be the game it starts clicking for the Green Bay Packers, right? Because it's going to happen. And I'm sure there's a lot of Packers fans listening right now that have a lot of strong opinions about the offense and what they've seen and how it's limited things so far to this point. But Aaron Rodgers didn't forget how to play football over the last 8 months. There's factors around him that would make it hard for any quarterback to produce like they should. And so I think that to Aaron Rodgers' own point that he made, like, maybe this is the best thing. Like, here's your big wake up call. You're 3-4. You're on the brink. Nobody's giving you a chance. You're 11 point dogs on some books going into Highmark Stadium on Sunday night. Is this that moment for them where they have the turning point of their season? And I think if you're the Bills, you have to fight hard against this being the get right opportunity, because that NFC is wide open, wide open. I mean, we all expected the Packers to be right there in it, and they still can be by way of that conference. And it's only a matter of time, I think, before this offense plays better. And I think for the Bills' perspective, you just hope it's not this week.
I think you're right about that. I think the fear right now for the Packers is it going to be too late? Have you banked too many losses to make the math work? But to your point, like, they're a half game out of the playoffs right now because of being 3-4. And there's 16 teams in the NFC that seems like they're 3-4. So that is the good news from that perspective. All right, we're going to get to our final predictions, how we think these games are going to go in just a second. Before we do, today's episode brought to you by Simply Safe. Here's a sports analogy for you. When it comes to burglars, your home is like the end zone, and you need the strongest defense you can muster. Right now, you probably want the Bills over the Packers. This is why I use and trust Simply Safe Home Security. When we bought a house last year, one of the first things I made sure we had ready to go on day one was a security system coming in to make sure that I had peace of mind with my family. I'm not taking any chances with my family. It's too important. And so let Simply Safe be there for you. With 24/7 professional monitoring, Simply Safe's agents call you the moment a threat is detected and dispatch police or first responders in an emergency, even if you're not home or can't be reached. Customize the perfect system for your home in just a few minutes at simplysafe.com/lockedonNFL. Save 20% on your Simply Safe security system when you sign up for an interactive monitoring plan and get your first month free. Visit simplysafe.com/lockedonNFL to learn more, because there's no safe quite like Simply Safe. Joe, indulge me one more promo for my own show. Thank you for making Locked On Packers your first listen now, and or Locked On Bills. For your next listen, check out Locked On Sports Today. The biggest stories of the day, plus instant reactions, big game recaps, and the take of the day, available on the Odyssey app, YouTube, or wherever you get podcasts.
Peter, shout out to you for the Locked On Sports Today podcast. As somebody who is literally just football all the time, it's a bite-sized opportunity to expand my knowledge beyond football. I still get football, but what's going on in the world of sports, it's a great concept. Hope everyone gives it a listen here on wherever you're listening to this podcast today. But Peter, they make us do these predictions. And so
not my favorite.
We shall do our predictions. And here's where I'm at with it. And I guess my theme here is something's got to give, right? You kind of look at this game. It's Aaron Rodgers. It's Josh Allen. For as much as we talked about running the football and defense, it's Aaron Rodgers and Josh Allen. And Aaron Rodgers, as I'm sure everybody knows, has won 13 consecutive primetime starts. Josh Allen is the quarterback with the highest win percentage in primetime games in NFL history at a 73% clip. Josh Allen, number one in passer rating in NFL history in primetime games. Right behind him, Aaron Rodgers, number two. You have a really exciting quarterback matchup. You throw away all the other stuff. Josh Allen's idol growing up was Aaron Rodgers. You listen to Josh talk about things that he's taken from Aaron Rodgers' game, including the little hop step, right? Very unique thing that Aaron Rodgers does. Well, Josh Allen does that. He came out and said, yeah, I do that because of Aaron Rodgers and how much he tries to extrapolate from his game, and even, you know, kind of setting to throw left and adjusting to throw right, just like Aaron Rodgers, right? This is his idol. And these guys played before, back in Josh Allen's rookie season. If I'm not mistaken, that was a 22-0 win for Green Bay. So I'm sure that after Josh Allen has failed to beat Tom Brady in any of his opportunities, he'd love to get one against Aaron Rodgers, who these Packers, and I know that it's not true about this Packers team, but the Packers are 0-6 all time coming to Buffalo. And so
Buffalo, the only team they have not beaten on the road in the NFL.
Something's got to give, right? Something's got to give here. I think the Packers defense gives them a chance. I just don't have much faith in the Packers on offense. Can they embrace kind of what we talked about? Run the ball, clock control, quick passing game, hit some explosive plays maybe in the play action game. Can they embrace that type of game? And if they do, is it enough to limit Josh Allen and the Bills on offense? I think it's a tough script for Green Bay. I think they need things to go right for themselves. I think the takeaways are going to come, but they haven't come with consistency. 5-7 games, only 2 interceptions. I'm sure that Aaron Rodgers being a double-digit underdog is going to be a talking point, and it should be. It should be something on the minds of people, but it's not something new for this Bills team this year. They've had the disrespected opponents all year long, starting in week 1, where the Bills were favored against the Rams at SoFi Stadium.
It turned out that
when they're
right.
The Super Bowl champions, the Bills won 31-10. Yeah. It was the biggest underdog line of Mike Tomlin's coaching career. The Bills won 38-3. And just the last time we saw the Bills play, Patrick Mahomes was an underdog at home for the first time in his career. The Bills covered the spread and won 24-20. I think all that stuff matters, but I have the Bills 27-17 in this one.
Okay, very interesting, because I have a very similar number in my mind. I picked that score before for the Packers, only the other way, but not for this game. It's a number that I like a lot. But so look, this is a situation for Green Bay where you mentioned the best way to defend the Bills is to kitchen sink. This has to be a kitchen sink game for Green Bay, offensively, defensively. I've been saying I need to see the sense of urgency for this team. They need to call plays on offense like Aaron Rodgers is not their quarterback. They need to call plays like Ryan Tannehill is their quarterback. Create a little trickery. Do some interesting things. Like I want the Northwestern against Ohio State playbook. That's what I want. Like, find some interesting ways to get from point A to point B offensively. And then on defense, it's going to have to be the same sort of thing. So I look at what this team was last year in the games where they played down to their opponents, which was far too regularly for my taste. Games against the Browns, games against the Ravens. The defense didn't show up in the way that they needed to. But in the big games, Patrick Mahomes, Russell Wilson, Kyler Murray on a Thursday night with no receivers. For the Packers, they go in to that field, no Devontae Adams, no Alan Lazard, no MBS, and they win a game against Arizona. I think this team will come to play. The Bills are going to win, but I think it's a game that is a little bit closer than that. I think 27-20 is the number. I think the Packers cover, but in a game that isn't quite that close, if that makes sense. I think it'll be a close game at halftime, and then in the second half, it will just be clear that the Bills are the better team. I think that is the best case for the Packers, but I don't know how you can have a lot of faith in their ability to score enough points to hang with a Josh Allen and the Bills with time to prepare and time to rest, with the Packers coming into a stretch of multiple road games in a row. It's a brutal stretch coming off the London game. And then having to go on the road. So it's not great for the Packers looking at 3-5. But I think that's unfortunately where their season is headed.
Peter, they gave the Packers a London game into 3 straight on the road.
London game, home game, 3 straight on the road. But they had the choice. Sauce Gardner, okay, by the way, interestingly knew this. And Robert Saleh, you know, all week was going, they could have chosen the bye after London. They chose to play us, even though they didn't choose to play the Jets.
Right.
But that becomes a convenient talking point. And the Jets clearly knew that. So just an interesting thing. Yeah, they have to be an exhausted football team right now.
Yeah. That was scheduled for the homecoming in high school, right? You need the right win. Wow. Okay. That's interesting. Didn't think of that component, but I did appreciate this conversation, Peter. Always a pleasure getting a chance to catch up with you and talk about these two football teams and a lot on the line every week. It's a week to week league, and the Bills have a lot to prove the rest of the way. And so do the Packers. So good one in store on Sunday night, 2 really outstanding quarterbacks in prime time. It'll be a can't miss football game. And appreciate for everyone for joining us and making us your first listen. Check out the Locked On Sports Today podcast for your second listen. I'm Joe Marino for Peter Bukowski. Thanks for tuning in, and we look forward to catching up with you again tomorrow.
All right, great stuff from Joe. Awesome to talk to him. We'll be back tomorrow, Friday, 8 Eastern, 7 Central, our live show. Our guest had to reschedule. We will get to that hopefully next week. We'll see. He was trying to make some time for us while on a trip. Awesome that he would do that, but didn't end up working out scheduling wise. So our live show, normal time, 8 Central, or 7 Central, excuse me, 8 Eastern on Friday. Follow me on Twitter, Peter_Bukowski. Follow the podcast on Twitter, Locked On Packers. Like us on Facebook. Subscribe to the podcast, iTunes, Spotify, Google Podcasts, wherever you find podcasts, you will find Locked On Packers. And anytime you want to hang with us live, you can do that Fridays at 7 Central and after every game on our Locked On Packers YouTube page. To stay Locked On Packers.